USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
As states continue to work to enact their coronavirus vaccination plans, President-elect Joe Biden says he intends to release all available vaccines when he gets into office. The Trump administration has held back the second doses of the Pfizer vaccine, saying it's necessary to guard against any manufacturing issues. Experts have criticized Biden's plans, saying that it could put timely delivery of those second doses at risk. Dr. Norman Baylor is a former official with the Food and Drug Administration, and he tells CNN that a lack of certainty of how long protection with the first dose lasts could create a problem for those waiting on a second shot.
It's risky because you don't know the duration of protection. So you have this population with one dose. You don't know how long that's going to last. So you have to hedge your bet, and you have to know, do I have vaccine coming? Do I have vaccine? Will I have vaccine available at that 21 days?
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. Recently, John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health were guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still being able to eat many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, and dramatically increase your brain function. You'll look and feel years younger. It's all simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I'm about a third of the way through my 88 days on the program, and I've already lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm now getting hydrated at the cellular level. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Right now, for the first time ever, Energized Health is offering a buy one, get one free special. Take advantage of this life-changing opportunity for you and someone you love. Buy one, get one free. Call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895. Or go to EnergizedHealth.com. 2 for 1! That's EnergizedHealth.com.
As Democrats are circulating draft articles of impeachment, and three of them say they will introduce them on the House floor as early as Monday, one senator is calling on President-elect Joe Biden to call off those efforts. USA Radio News' Mike Fortier has the story.
House Democrats preparing to bring articles of impeachment against President Trump. They accuse Trump of inciting insurrection ahead of Wednesday's violence at the Capitol. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham on Fox News with the plea to President-elect Biden.
Joe Biden said, "It's up to Congress regarding impeachment. No, President-elect Biden, it's up to you. Pick up the phone, call Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and the squad and tell them, stand down. This will destroy the country even further. You have the power to do that. The question is, do you have the courage to do it?"
Graham says we have a chance as a nation to start over. House Democrats are also considering removing Trump through the 25th Amendment.
And the head of Britain's royal family has been vaccinated against COVID-19. 94-year-old Queen Elizabeth and her 99-year-old husband, Prince Philip, received their coronavirus vaccine on Saturday, according to Buckingham Palace. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Vice President Mike Pence will attend the inauguration on January 20th, according to new reports. President Trump said Friday that he would not be in attendance. Former Arizona Republican Senator Jeff Flake says it's a shame that the outgoing president won't be at the inauguration to meet the incoming president. He tells CNN that it's important that Vice President Pence will be in attendance.
Well, this is par for the course. Obviously, Joe Biden had quite the reaction, saying it's the one thing that they agree on. I think it's a shame that you don't have a president welcoming the new president. But given the circumstances, I don't think anybody expected the president to be there. I'm glad that Mike Pence will. That speaks well for him. He's obviously broken with the president in the last couple of days, and that speaks well for him. But it'll be good for the country to have Mike Pence there.
The United States has passed 22 million cases of coronavirus since the beginning of the pandemic. The U.S. also set a new record for daily cases on Friday with more than 269,000 new infections. And the Buffalo Bills have won their first playoff game since 1995, knocking off the Indianapolis Colts in an AFC wildcard game 27-24. Quarterback Josh Allen led the way, throwing for 2 touchdowns and running for another. And the L.A. Rams upset the Seattle Seahawks 30-20. Running back Cam Akers ran for 131 yards and a score, and corner Darius Williams intercepted a Russell Wilson pass and took it 42 yards for a touchdown in the winning effort. Both teams now await their divisional round opponents. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.